Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation. Listen, it's good to be back, all right? It's good to be back. So much has happened, obviously. When we talk, we're always talking about progression. We're always talking about what we can do to push each other forward, right? So, I have quite the situation. As I was, working in one of the industries in development, so I'm doing quite a few developments for those who don't know. Developing quite a few acres in the Midwest. Anyway, as I was discussing with someone on the team, we were talking about a description of roles that each player is going to play. We were talking about someone asked me, hey, what's my role? What do you need from me? So not only are we going to utilize his company in my development, one, but two, anything that the development needs to get the completion of the project done, it's everybody's on a team responsibility to get the project across the finish line. So it was interesting that, he questioned, hey, what do you need from me other than what I'm offering, as far as services with my company? And I said, it's everyone's responsibility to get the project across the finish line. And everyone kind of looked shocked. But that needs to be a standard in everything that you do in life. Everybody that you connect with, everybody that you partner with, everyone that's on board needs to understand clearly that it's all of our goal to get us across the finish line. Okay? So as long as you're not doing anything illegal, anything against the law, guys, let's push the agenda forward so we all can win. And if everyone just has those individual interior motives that only apply to what they are offering and not to what the team is looking to accomplish to for the overall good of everyone, then it doesn't make sense to have that person on board. And that's just something to think about when you're working to achieve your dreams, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in, when you're dealing with family or whoever you're associated with. Why am I associated with you if you're only looking to benefit yourself and not looking for what's the overall best thing to do as far as a team? And just think about that. Think about all the time you've been affiliated with people and they have essentially cut you off or stopped, treating you a particular way because they only wanted to offer what they were willing to offer, and they didn't care about anyone else on the team. They only had self-interest in mind. And I'm going to tell you now, every relationship is interdependent. There is an exchange of something. Whether it is you love me because I have the money and I love you because of the way you make me feel. Every relationship is interchanging in some capacity, but let's make sure that that's what I want, that you're giving me what I need and I'm giving you what you need, so that way we're all taken care of, guys. But make sure that everyone on your team is making sure that everyone is taken care of and not just selfish and intrinsic needs, guys. That just doesn't make any sense, and then that's how you lose out on opportunities, is because you're taking care of people and you realize that you're worried about the overall good of everyone else and they're just worried about themselves. And then next thing you know, you're out of luck, right? You're the one taking care of everybody and no one's looking out for you. And you don't want that. Nobody wants to be treated that way. So keep that in mind, guys. Listen, analyze your team, inspect what you expect, so that way you can understand what the outcome is going to be, right? It's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation. Quick message, pay attention to the team and always shoot for greatness.